The portents of the end times foretold in the hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and that have been taking place one after the other as of 1400 Hijri, and statements by great Islamic scholars on the subject, are a rebuttal of those who falsely say that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will not be coming in this century. The Imams of all the schools and great Islamic scholars are all in agreement that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will come in this century, as foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, the true reporter. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, reported in the hadiths that the portents of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would take place one after another, like the beads on a necklace, and that this would herald his appearance. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Let them expect portents taking place one after the other like the beads of a necklace whose string has snapped." Just about all the events known as the portents of the end times in the hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and foretelling the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the present century, began taking place as of Hijri 1400 or 1979 AD, one after the other, like the beads on a necklace, just as our Prophet, peace be upon him, told. Those who misinterpret the words of Imam Rabbani and claim that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will not appear in Hijri 1400 are gravely mistaken. That is because his appearance will be at the beginning of the century. 18 years have currently gone by since the beginning of the century. Imam Rabbani, Letters of Rabbani, letter number 381, page 1184. Those who misinterpret this passage from Imam Rabbani, saying that 30 years have passed since the beginning of Hijri century we are in, since we are now in Hijri 1430, and thus maintain that the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam must take place in some other century, are gravely mistaken. In this extract from the letters, Imam Rabbani said that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam had not appeared in his own day, even though 18 years had gone by since the start of the century, and that it was now impossible for him to appear in that century. He offered two important pieces of evidence for this. First proof. The first piece of evidence submitted by Imam Rabbani is the condition that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam must appear at the start of the century. Second proof. The second piece of evidence submitted on this subject by Imam Rabbani is the need for all the portents of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, taking place one after the other at the start of a Hijri century. That is because his appearance will be at the beginning of the century. 18 years have currently gone by since the beginning of the century. The importance of the signs of the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, our Prophet, peace be upon him, revealed in the hadiths taking place one after the other, is emphasized. For that reason, Imam Rabbani says that although 18 years have passed since the beginning of his Hijri century, since none of the portents showing the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam had taken place, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will not be coming in his century. The fact these portents have come about is one of the clearest signs that the Mahdi alayhi salam will not appear in Imam Rabbani's day. 2. In addition, none of the signs cited by our Prophet, peace be upon him, as foretelling the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam took place one after the other during the century in which Imam Rabbani lived, or up until Hijri 1400. These portents never took place one after the other in any century since our Prophet's time until Hijri 1400. 3. With the beginning of Hijri 1400, these portents began taking place one after the other like the beads on a breaking necklace scattering in all directions. However, those who make such illogical inferences as saying, "We are now in Hijri 1430s, but Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam has not yet appeared," that means that the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is postponed until some other century, are trying to cover up and gloss over the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. But this statement by Al-Barzanji, a most important and trustworthy Sunni scholar, refutes this foolish claim. 4, 5, or even 10 years are regarded as the first years of the century. Accordingly, that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear 7, 9, or 30 years before the 100th year is no obstacle to his coming at the beginning of the century. The same applies if his appearance is after that period. Therefore, by these words, Hazrat Al-Barzanji is saying that the fact that he is recognized 7, 9, or even 30 years before or after Hijri 1400, the date of his appearance, is no obstacle to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appearing in Hijri 1400. It is clear from these statements that even if Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appears 30 years after Hijri 1400, he will still be the great Mahdi alayhi salam foretold to Muslims by our Prophet, peace be upon him, 1400 years ago. The date of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam as Hijri 1400 is confirmed by being revealed by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in trustworthy hadiths, and by the portents of his coming taking place one after the other as of Hijri 1400.